cliffcentral.com.
This morning I am pleased to see Mpoma Boy here. She is looking spectacular for a first thing in the morning. I mean, come on, give yourself a break.
I tried. You're wearing
a hoodie. You look like you're relaxed and chilled. You have a good weekend?
I'm trying to pretend that I'm still alive, but in my brain, I'm not.
Mondays suck, right?
No, and because of the Durban July weekend.
Oh, were you there?
I was there.
And?
I'm getting, you know what, if it wasn't for work, let me be honest, if it wasn't for work, I think I would have been okay chilling at home. I really would have been okay. I'm tired.
Michael
of it.
Flax went down for it, and I said to him, you know, you couldn't pay me to go to the Durban July.
I know. And I think I'm just getting too old for it as well.
All right, so who was there, and what happened?
Who was not there? That's the other thing about the Durban July. It's like, I don't know why it's called the Durban July. It should be called the Joburg July in Durban.
Right.
Because all the Joburg people just descend.
Everyone descends upon upon Durban. It's crazy.
And do they what? They try to impress each other with outfits and...
Oh, the usual fake conversations and the air kisses and the... Oh,
awful,
how are
right?
you? So yeah. how is this?
Like an episode of Top Billing.
Well, yeah. On steroids.
But, I mean, it's amazing because you get... the president there, and you get...
I saw that.
You get Julius Malema there. He dresses up as well. I mean, Julius doesn't... He usually wears the red overall.
Have you seen how much weight he's lost?
Yeah, he's looking good.
You see, I once got into trouble because on Twitter I asked if he's losing weight intentionally.
I saw you ask.
Yes. Or if it is because of political stress.
Yeah.
Which...
At least you didn't say because he's sick, you know, because a lot of people, when they get thin, then people assume that they're
sick. No. I mean, it's an election year, so I would assume that he would be under a lot of stress.
Yeah, but he's clearly, like, he's eating right and he's doing a bit of exercise. Good for him.
Good for him.
And he was there and he looked very sharp. And
he did.
You know, people said he's hanging out with white monopoly capital. You just can't win.
You can't at all.
Win. Now, boy, you've been in this game for a while. You know, I mean, television, radio.
Yeah.
Even just what you said about the Durban July, a lot of it is nonsense and it's
fake. It is.
You have to be in it a while before you can figure that out, right?
True. This is true. In the beginning, you believe everything. And you're like, oh, it's so, you know, like all these... halos, and everyone is such a star, and everyone is an angel. Oh my gosh.
And they all have so much money.
You know what? That's another thing. The illusion. Like, it is insane. And Instagram is not helping with this illusion either.
No. Don't you find it's almost taxing to go onto Instagram?
It is.
People are showing you how great their lives are, but that's the one picture that they did take.
Yes.
There are about 500 pictures that same day they didn't take that they don't want you to know about.
Yeah.
They got a hole in their sock or their... Or their car's on empty, or their bank is so over, their bank account's so overdrawn.
You'll never know that.
No one's putting that up. I would love to have the honest Instagram account.
I don't think anyone
where it's
has
shitty
that.
Pictures of like what people see every day, like trash on the side of the road.
This is truly how I woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they look
not
like,
looking flawless.
No.
And they look horrible.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It is exhausting. I mean, everyone just puts up this big fat front. It's like, really though, guys. And especially when you know the truth. I mean, there's moments where you literally have to stop yourself from commenting and saying, really though? Really?
Now, when you went down to the July, you were working, so did you have to interview people and kind of...
Fortunately, no, it was a fun work thing. So the only interview that I actually did was the red carpet with Bonang.
Okay.
And then that was that. I was free.
Jeez, Bonang is making enemies left, right, and center at the moment. She just... nobody except AKA loves her right now.
But then again, they always say that dogs bark at a moving car, so hey...
Yeah, that's also true.
Exactly.
Good point, well put. So she's the moving car.
She's the moving car.
I like you. How come we haven't hung together before?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because you guys don't like me. I don't know.
What?
How dare you?
That's not true.
How dare you say that we don't like you?
I actually would love to hang out with you guys a lot more. Okay, no. I take that back. You guys are on too early.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Now, what is it? How are you doing at the SABC? Because, like, we're hearing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, while I was at the SABC, and Mubs was there too,
we
occasionally had to put up with some difficulties. Like, you were told X and Y and Z couldn't happen, or X and Y and Z would.
Yeah.
And you had to to kind of roll with the punches. But it wasn't like I felt I was in Nazi Germany.
True.
Is it, because you've been there a while now too,
yeah,
and you were there, then you weren't, and so on. So you've really had a kind of experience of the SABC from all sides.
Yeah.
Is it tough at the moment, or are you feeling like there's a lot of noise and it's actually not, you know?
In all honesty, I'm not feeling it. I'm not quite sure whether I'm not feeling it because it's more on the news front.
Yeah.
Because I feel like more, maybe the news people are feeling it a lot more than the rest of us. Mm. So for some of us, it's, I feel like a spectator into what is happening. You know, you're hearing all these stories, but it's not affecting me direct as
right.
yet. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, because so I'm always curious, you know. We see the newspapers and we see people protesting and we hear...
That's the thing. Every morning you drive into work and there's, like, protests and you can't park and it gets irritating because I'm thinking, I just want to go park and do my job. I understand why you guys are protesting,
and you know,
but, you know...
Your job doesn't involve hard news.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you're doing sport and stuff,
exactly. Because right? it's like, dude, can you go pick it... Over there.
Don't be in my way.
Don't be in my way.
You peasants are revolted. All right, so you're busy at the moment. I mean, you do a lot of PSL stuff.
Yeah.
The Sports Trust Show. Tell me about that quickly.
It's actually a sports talk show.
Trust? Yeah, Sports. Tell me about the Sports Talk Show.
I do a talk show called Full Coverage, where we literally just talk about things that are topical at the moment, like for one, the Zika virus.
Yeah, yes.
Everyone's dropping out of Rio Olympics left, right, and center because they're all afraid.
Ben gives us a new name every day.
Well, it's all the rich people, really. They don't see the poor athletes pulling
out. True.
I still believe, none of them are admitting it, but Rio's airport just can't take private jets. That is the real reason.
Huh.
You've got a point.
Yeah. It's a terrible airport. The tarmac's like our car park outside. And no one can land their Gulfstream. So they're all just blaming poor Zika.
I haven't been yet, so I'm actually looking forward to going.
So you're
going to
be going.
Out. But also, I'm afraid because you keep hearing about the crime and people getting mugged. And
just don't have a child because they have a tiny little head.
No. I'm not planning on having any more kids. I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Now, I hope
he's done too.
You've got a son.
I've got a son. Yeah.
Now, when you say he, is this a new man in your life?
No. We've been together for what, 2 years now?
All right. Who is this?
2 years on and off.
Who are we talking about?
Renelo Letsolonyane.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask you about Renelo.
Oh, you were going to ask me? Oh, yeah.
Well, because
the second time around, we've been together for 2 years.
Exactly. Because
we were together for like a year.
And
broke
then you,
up for 2 years.
And you went and you told everybody it's just not working. And
no, because it wasn't, though. It was literally just one of those, listen, I think we hooked up at the wrong time in our lives. So go do you, I'll go do me, and then maybe we'll hook up at a later time.
Because it is notoriously difficult to date a footballer.
Tell me about it. It's like dating a DJ.
Way worse than dating a footballer, I think.
No, it's not easy. It honestly is not easy. But I don't care much for what he does. As long as I'm happy.
But I mean, you care about sport and you care about football. It's like you're one of the only girls who can actually understand what he does.
True.
Because a lot of girls couldn't care less, especially football wives.
I know.
They don't care about the sport at all.
They don't even know anything about it. It's quite interesting because sometimes when you watch Disky Divas and you're like, but you guys hardly ever go to the stadium.
They don't.
Do you even know what is happening? Or are you just content that he gets to buy you a bag?
Oh, man. Yeah, this is the absolute truth.
You have to know about his line of work.
Yes.
I mean, that's because it's your line of work to know that
stuff. It helps. I've always said that it helps when you are, especially in the entertainment industry, it helps if you're sort of in the same kind of space. It makes life a little easier because when he's gone for like a week and whatnot, you're not automatically thinking, oh, he's off to girls. I know exactly where he's going. Yeah. You know, his coach knows me. Although I try and...
Have you got the coach's number sometimes?
No. I try and separate the two.
Do you ever call the coach and go, look, where is
he? No. I try not to do that. So, yeah, his work is his work. My work is my work.
But you started in radio and you were at YFM.
Yes.
Like, we're going back a long way now.
Yeah.
Not right to the beginning, but somewhere around the beginning. And I suppose that we're jumping around because there's a lot I want to cover with you.
That's okay.
But you were on Fresh's first team then.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yes. Unrestricted breakfast.
Yeah. What did you got? What did you do on the show?
I was doing traffic.
Must started with that. Yeah.
Yes. I was doing traffic. You know, people sometimes underestimate being a traffic chick. If you do it right, it'll open doors, right?
When we brought Mabali in, she didn't care about traffic. We didn't really care about traffic.
Care it was about just traffic
an excuse.
Either.
It was just an excuse to get her on air, right?
Exactly.
And she ended up being pretty damn good at it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I suppose you're helping a lot of people every day, right?
You are, until you say something wrong and someone says, but you told me about that accident, but it's not there. Mm. And you're like, yeah, but I'm not there. Yeah. I'm here. So I'm telling you what someone told me is there. Don't shoot the messenger. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And that show lasted a long time.
It did.
And it was very, very successful.
Very, very.
No, I remember it well. And Fresh and I had started talking around that time as well.
Yeah.
And then he was going to make the move to Five and everything. Did you feel all abandoned?
You helped poached him.
We were talking together. I didn't poach him. But
yeah,
he and
but
I,
you
he
helped.
We had a plan.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I did kind of feel abandoned.
I actually spoke to him yesterday.
I kind of did feel abandoned. Because yeah. I was like, dude, you made me quit my IT job and now you are leaving.
You
like,
were in IT before then?
Yes, I was in IT, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, I mean, you could have turned out to be very boring.
You know, think about that. Think about that. I could have been that, that really, really boring girl. No, I actually...
Or you could have turned out to be very rich.
That's another thing, because I actually was doing well financially. Yeah. And then I somehow decided, let me just go do this...
And then
poor
you saw what the
thing.
You saw what the paychecks and radio were. And you were like, oh, what have I done?
No. I was like, okay, let's go see how the poor live. You know, so no, actually, it was fun. It was a whole lot of fun. Waking up to do something that brightens up your day is like the best way to start your day. So that was the greatest carrot for me. So I quit my job.
Hmm.
And then he quit on us.
I know.
It's like, ah, this guy.
And then what? You kind of like orphaned.
I stayed behind. No, yeah. I stayed behind. And then I was given a graveyard shift.
Right.
Did that for a year. And then got brought to prime time, weekday.
That's right. 10 a.m. to 12,
yeah,
right?
10 a.m. Yeah. to 12. And then eventually I got fired.
Well, now, how did that happen? And what was that all about?
Look, we've all been there.
Mabali looks at me like, welcome. You're one of us.
We've all been there.
You know what? In all honesty, I've always said the story differs depending on whose version you listen to.
Well, I'm listening to yours.
I
always take the side of someone against management.
No, I always think that I had become a bit of a sore point for them. One, I was getting older. Two, I was one of the... one of the very few original wires who were left, and they didn't quite know what to do. You know what I mean? So they didn't quite know what to do with me, and I had become sort of a bit of a rebel as well, and the last straw was that I played a song by HHP that I hadn't passed through management, and for them that was an instant fireable offense. I was like, you're a liar, you've been wanting to get rid of me.
Yeah.
Like, come
so
on.
That was it.
That was it. And even then, you know, when I got suspended, because you know they suspend you first before the DC and all, I was like, I know you guys are going to fire me. I don't know why we're going through this whole suspension thing, because it's a farce. We already know what's going to happen, so it's okay.
Yeah, there should be some kind of golden handshake situation, don't you feel?
Sometimes I do, because it's like, I gave
my
life to you.
It happens in the corporate world.
Yes. You know? Like,
and you know, you are giving your life. You see the...
Yeah.
You're building an audience here. You're trying to connect with your listeners every single day.
Yeah.
The relationship is with you,
exactly.
Not with the station.
Exactly. People don't really relate to the station. They relate to you. I wake up every morning and I want to listen to Gareth Cliff. I'm not listening to Cliff Central necessarily.
Exactly.
Do you get what I mean?
Because there's so much different stuff on each channel.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But that's the part that a lot of media houses don't get. You know, they think it's about... the big umbrella, but it's not. Your personalities on air make the brand.
You joined Supersport for a while.
At some point,
after that, right?
Yeah.
And
it's Bridget Masinga's fault.
How's she? I haven't seen Bridget.
She's awesome, but
I
haven't spoken to her in a while.
CEO?
I haven't spoken to her in such a long time, though. But we chit-chat on Twitter every once in a while.
She's a sweetheart.
She is.
Okay, so you go to Supersport. Now, let's just bear in mind, you start at Y, then you go to Supersport, then you go to SABC.
Yeah.
You've covered them all, pretty much.
I still haven't done E.
Well, maybe you don't want to.
Well, technically, I've been to E via the YFM connection.
That's right.
So technically, yeah.
They're sort of owned by the same people.
So I've kind of been.
But what are the major differences between working for SuperSport and working for SABC?
Professionalism.
Hmm?
Professionalism. Like with SuperSport, everything is. It's meticulous. It's, you know, everything is done properly.
SABC, it's more chaotic.
SABC is, yeah. And whose office can you get to?
Really?
Who do you know who can get things done quicker? You know what I mean? But you sort of learn to navigate around it. It's an interesting maze. You guys have been there.
Yeah.
You know this. Yeah.
It actually is a maze. Because
it is a maze.
Some of those studios, you don't know how to find.
I've been to studios where I'm like, where the hell is this? And how do I get out of here? Yeah.
How are they going to find my dead body in these passages?
That's crazy.
Do you know, if you go down enough floors at the SABC, you will find there are still bathrooms where they've got coloured in little men and women on the bathroom, and ones that are not coloured in. And the coloured in ones were for blacks, and the not coloured in ones were for whites. They
are
were
you
white
being
black.
For real?
They're still in the basement of the SABC. You can still see those toilets.
Wow.
It's like one of the few places that the apartheid still lives.
Wow.
Of course, now everybody uses both.
Of course, of course.
But the signs. And only if you knew that would you notice it.
Yes. That is crazy.
It is, huh?
That is insane. That is insane. But yeah, we still have a long way to go, though.
Okay, now tell me. The PSL, from an observer's point of view. Mm-hmm. When I see how the PSL works, I'm talking about administering the sport and everything else, it seems also like it's a bit chaotic.
Yeah.
There are obviously some very powerful people in football in this country. There are obviously some very, very talented players. But only every now and then does the mix come in right.
Yeah.
Where a team or an individual player or even just a season or two of that team really excel.
Mm.
And there's no consistency.
Yeah, there is that problem of consistency with the PSL. And in all honesty, I cannot even really say I can tell you why. Because sometimes it feels as well as though the standard of football sort of drops every single season, which is quite sad.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's because certain teams are trying to bring in street football and everyone else is saying, listen, we should be playing the German Bundesliga or the EPL way where it's goals, 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 goals. And everyone else is saying, listen, we don't care about the goals. We want street football. So trying to balance the two also, I think, comes into play a bit, you know, because last season, for instance, Orlando Pirates was all about street football, but then they didn't do so well on the log, and everyone's saying, you see, this is what happens when you play street football.
Look, I've been a supporter of Sundowns now since I was 15, right?
Oh,
I was in the fan club at 15 and all that stuff.
You followed the money, right?
Well, no, this was before.
Okay.
Because when I was 15, I'm pretty old by comparison now. So when I was 15, there was no Patrice Motsepe money or anything. So Sundowns was just the local football team in Pretoria.
Yeah.
And they kind of would win every now and then and they'd lose. Like I said, inconsistent.
Yeah.
But it's very hard for you to remain a fan of any of these teams because you don't really know whether they're going to deliver every time.
But for some odd reason,
who are you really supporting? Are you supporting branding? You know, what are you actually backing?
I think everything is just about brand loyalty. Like, a lot of people are just loyal to... I grew up being a Sundown supporter, for instance, and no matter what happens, I will remain a Sundown supporter. I think it's just loyalty more than...
Yeah, because I'm not even watching every match.
No.
I mean, I'm not even watching matches.
I mean, look at the stadiums. The only time the stadium is ever full is during a derby.
Correct.
Otherwise, no one really cares, which is sad.
Now, are you allowed to have a favorite team? I mean, you're a...
Well, everyone does, though, in all honesty.
You're a sports fan, right?
I used to have a favorite team until I got properly into sport. And then you sort of know the nitty-gritties of what happens behind the scenes. And it sort of takes something away from you liking that particular club. So, at the moment, I favor one person.
And that's your man. And he's in chiefs.
So well, he's with SuperSport now.
SuperSport now.
He's
sorry,
with SuperSport
quite right,
now. Yeah. So
he was with chiefs. He was a midfielder.
He was with
them,
chiefs,
right?
Yes.
Okay, Ben, this is something that I actually wanted to ask you about earlier, but since Mpo's here now, you are a massive Arsenal fan, and Claude,
the guy
from Arsenal Fan TV.
Yeah, Claude went missing.
Claude went missing, Mubs. You remember the guy?
The angry guy who's always complaining.
This is the guy. This is Claude the fan.
Get real! Get fucking real!
And he's gone missing.
Yeah, he's been found, thankfully.
Oh, okay. Was he just drunk?
No, he seems to be the most trolled guy on the internet. You know, after every Arsenal game, he's like, Arsenal's crap and blah, blah, blah. He's like a cult legend to so many people. But then other Arsenal fans hate him because he's painting this really horrible picture of Arsenal fans
online. So he's like a Piers Morgan of sorts.
He's a Piers
Morgan wishes. He's such a troll.
He's such a troll. No, but like Arsenal Fan TV has made this guy an absolute superstar. And yeah. Arsenal Fan TV is the only way you can still be an Arsenal fan. Because you watch the game and you're disappointed. You go into Arsenal Fan TV, you're like, okay, that's funny. And like, how many clips have we played on that? But
now
his real name's actually Claudio Caligari.
So he's Italian.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very Italian, right?
He went missing, but he came back. Okay. And he said, I've got a lot of shit happening in my life right now. Least of all is Twitter. Give me some time. I'll be back soon.
Oh, shame.
The point with sport, though, and I'm so glad that there are so many women who are presenting sports shows. It's a really good thing to see because I think for a long time, if you don't see women presenting sport or doing or getting involved with commentating, administering, even taking part in, because I mean, for God's sake, something like soccer, we've got a long way to go still. You know, Banyana trying, but I mean, it's not going to reach.
But I still say, if Banyana were to play Bafana, we'd probably have a really hot game.
I think you're right.
I think we would have a really hot game. But anyway.
But the point I'm getting to is that it's very much based on, like, there's a passionate, almost instinctive thing about being a sports fan.
Oh, yes.
And if you're the presenter of a show like this, you must come in for a lot of heat from people when you say, oh, you know, this team are not performing.
Oh, yes.
And it's an objective thing you say.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
then people
yes.
climb into you.
Oh, yes, all the time.
How do you deal with it?
Even for me, it's even worse. Because I'm dating someone who used to be with Kaizer Chiefs, every time you say something bad about Pirates, it's like, yeah, it's because you are a Amakhosi. And you're like, but, guy, they are not playing well. I'm just merely stating a fact.
And you have to be careful you don't wear yellow and black, and right?
Do you get what I mean? I mean, the Durban July, I was wearing a dress that had yellow tassels. Oh, so you're a Kosi. I'm like, guys, I'm at the Durban July. This has nothing to do with football. Leave me alone.
What a
but
mess.
But yeah, it is quite a mess. It is an absolute mess. You're always trying to sort of say your piece, but in the most diplomatic way possible, which sometimes is impossible.
Yeah,
it is impossible.
Gotta,
if a team is playing shit, they're playing shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but people want you to say they're not playing so well today.
They want you to lie.
You know what I mean?
They
want you can't say they're a shit team. You must say, no, today they had a shit game. It's like, no, actually, for the past however long.
Do you ever go onto Twitter and just get really sad?
No.
Because there are a lot of, we mentioned trolls like Piers Morgan and, you know. I sometimes go on there and it's not so much when it's stuff that people are saying about me. That I've got a thick skin about that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do too.
I don't care.
But sometimes I just think there are so many mean, nasty, small people on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Who just have horrible things to say about everyone.
Anything and everything. Like, they just...
Depressed.
It is depressing. It is really, really depressing. But at the end of the day, I'm famous for my sarcasm on Twitter. Hmm. You know, I become really, really sarcastic. And that's if I'm in the mood, even. You know, if I'm not in the mood, I'll just block you. Or I do the most meanest thing. I mute you so you talk to yourself.
Yes. Now, I discovered the power of muting. That is way meaner than blocking.
Exactly.
If you block someone, they know that you've blocked them.
Yes.
They don't have any idea. You're like, I've muted a lot of people.
Exactly. Okay? So you go on, talk to yourself. It's okay.
What you're basically doing is leaving them in the room and closing the door.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that a lot. All right, you see, I thought I was the only one who had that secret.
No, I love to mute people. I really do.
And also people, fun. I mean, you know, yours, by the way, a very sexy picture of you on your Twitter account.
That was, that picture I took it when I was suspended recently.
So were you...
About...
Were you bored or were you a bit down?
No. Actually, the funniest thing is I got suspended, but instead of being depressed, it actually freed my time so I could do other things. I was like, thank God, I don't have to juggle for as long as I am suspended. So it kind of worked out for me. So that picture was taken because, you know, there was all these articles that would come out, and that's why I have my finger on my lips to say, just let everything be, let what needs to be said, but I'm just going to keep quiet and have fun. I mean, it's Cape Town, went to Durban, it was... It was killer.
I do get the impression, though, that you're like a genuinely happy person, and you've found a way to make yourself happy no matter what the circumstances
are.
Oh,
yeah.
Because, you know, there's no such thing as a secure job in this business.
No.
There's no such thing as being able to plan financially for the next 5 years. You know, you don't work for a bank.
No.
So you have to find your own happiness. Now, when you wake up in the morning, do you say something to yourself, or do you start your day with some kind of mantra? Is there some spiritual thing you do to keep yourself happy?
Not at all, actually. I've always believed that happiness is an inside job. You know, so when you wake up, you decide whether you want to be happy or not. It is an absolute decision. Because remember, they also say whatever happens to you is 10% what has happened and 90% how you react to it. So you always choose. And the other thing is, I've learned to curb my short temper. I have a very short fuse. So I've learned to curb it, you know. So I always sit and I think, okay, so I'm going to overreact, or I'm going to get angry, and then what? The moment I cannot answer that, and then what? I leave it.
Mubs, listen to this. This is a tweet from 2 hours ago. Interesting how swiftly Kulubuse removed himself from the list of family members who can help number one with his Nkandla bill.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
And then you used the Penny Sparrow monkey with his hands over his eyes. So you're really looking for shit this morning.
No, I'm not. But I actually thought it was really fascinating, because it's like he just removed himself. Like, dude, I've got my own financial problems. You're on your own.
Yeah.
You know? For me, that was really, really fascinating.
When you meet famous footballers or famous sports stars, or even famous politicians and other kinds of celebrities, do you get a little starstruck? Is there anyone who's made you go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to meet this person?
JJ Okocha. That's the one person I've ever had a groupie moment for. And he made me blush throughout the entire interview.
Wow.
And the van in my ear was just laughing at me the entire time, because at some point I was tripping over my words. That is the only person I've ever had a groupie moment for, because I think he's so unbelievably hot.
So it's purely down to that. It's nothing to do with anything else.
No.
Hot as
that's,
can be.
That's the funniest thing. I've always said, even when I'm watching football, I don't know if it sounds weird, but I don't see the guys.
Mm.
I just see the skill.
Mm.
So if somebody says so-and-so is so hot, I'm like, only then I have to sort of sit back and be like, what do they look like again? And, you know, only then realize, oh, okay, they are hot. Or no, they're not. You know, I think the only other man I'd probably have a groupie moment for is Pep Guardiola.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Look at that smile.
Yeah.
Look at that smile.
Too.
Yeah.
The ladies do love Pep.
He is hot.
Yeah.
He dresses well. You know, when you dress well and you show up, come on, the ladies are like, man.
Yeah. What about Claude from Arsenal Fan TV?
No, he doesn't sound like he's that
hot. Doesn't look much like anything good either.
No, he sounds proper Brit and probably big and, no.
Rubbish.
He looks like he sounds, yeah.
Yeah. So no, I don't have groupie moments, actually.
So how do you juggle the whole mom, because you've got the son, you've got a famous man in your life. There's a daughter as well?
Yeah, he's got a 9-year-old daughter,
okay,
that I take her as my own.
Of course.
So yeah, there's the daughter,
okay,
there's
so
the son, there's him.
It's worse than I thought. You've got two kids that you have to look after.
Yeah.
Kids are expensive.
Dude!
And hard work. How old's your son now?
He's 4.
You're?
He's 4, he's climbing on things, he's back chatting, he's quite a handful.
Did your parents smack you when you were naughty when you were a kid? Of course they did.
I got smacked all the time. But the funniest thing is I struggle to smack him. I always say, I will smack you, but I never do. And then he always looks at me like, but you know you won't. So why are we even having this conversation?
So how do you juggle that, the famous man in your life, and then your own career, which is very public?
The famous man in my life is quite easy, because I keep a lot of whatever happens between us to us.
Yeah.
You know, both
so you
of
don't
us
put that
same.
All over social
no,
media.
No.
Because the temptation is there.
Oh, trust me. You know? Trust me. The temptation is there. But I always think it, from a spectator point of view, I always think it looks ridiculous when, oh, now we're having breakfast. Now we're lying in bed. It's ridiculous. It's like, okay, fine. Dude, do you want us to help you with your relationship? Like,
exactly.
Like, do you want group support?
It looks
what
like you're
it?
Trying too hard.
Exactly.
Right?
So with us, it's, you'll very, quite rarely get a glimpse into our life. quite rarely.
What kind of a life is this? I want to imagine.
We have a very stupid life.
No. Just describe to me. Describe the bedroom you wake up in every morning to me.
For one, we don't live together, but everyone assumes we do. So it's always fascinating because it's like, okay, so whose house are we going to today?
But that's quite cool too, because it gives you both a huge amount of independence.
Of course, because
right?
I'm not going to lie, there are days when I don't want to be with him. And I'm sure he has days when he doesn't want to be with me either.
You know, more and more couples need to be honest about that kind of thing.
Dude, babe, I don't want to be with
I'm
you
not
every
feeling
day.
You today. Could you?
I'm so glad you guys are saying this. No, I don't feel too bad.
And even with him, I always tell him, listen, if you don't want me coming to your house, tell me. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I get it. I mean, we're all human.
Right.
We're all
and,
human.
And some days you just need to download, you know, you basically need to just disconnect from the world.
Exactly.
And be completely selfish and sit on the, walk around in your underwear if you
exactly.
have to.
Exactly. And just watch cartoons all day.
Exactly.
And I don't want to know how your day was. I don't care.
You really don't, huh?
I don't care.
Yeah?
Like, I have my moments. Oh. And I'm sure he has his moments. And the thing is, even with men, you can tell. I mean, when you're offloading and all you're hearing is, it's like, okay, fine.
Like, he's not really listening.
Yeah, like, I get it. You're not here. It's okay.
Poor
so,
guy.
Yeah, a typical day depends on whose house we wake up in. If I'm not in my house, get the kid ready for school. But now he's off to his grandparents because it's school holidays. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yay. Your parents.
Well, he's with his parents at the moment, but next week he's going to my parents. Hey, the
now,
joy is there.
I mean, your parents must be really pleased to have you in the family because you're such a success and you've done so much amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they proud?
They are proud, but my dad just wishes I had a more stable job. Because for him, you can imagine, from him it's, I spent money taking you to school and you decided to throw all that away and go do whatever it is that you're doing.
What does your dad do?
My dad is retired now. He actually used to be a geologist for like 10,
wow,
15 years. He was a geologist.
Science.
And then he decided to quit and go into cigarette sales. I know.
It's more lucrative than geology.
Yeah, but yeah, he got into that and then he got into marketing and then he retired.
And your mom?
My mom's a teacher. She's like such an awesome, awesome teacher. For now, she's trying to convince me to have my son live with her. I'm like, why? I think she's got, because she's about to retire. So okay. For her, she's thinking, maybe
she's
homeschooling opportunity. I'm like, no, we are not homeschooling. We're doing none of that, you know?
Are you quite tight with your family?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Especially my mom. My dad, we have very similar personalities, so we tend to clash a lot. So we kind of speak, but yeah.
My buddy just had her mom up here for the weekend.
Yeah, she's still here.
She's still here.
Yeah.
Wasn't it weird though when your mom was coming over? Because I know when my mom comes to spend the weekend, I like clean my house top to bottom.
We were talking about this.
I clean my house top to bottom.
Because you're so afraid that the judgment that will come there. And you think, okay, I need to up my game.
Because I don't want her getting there, putting her fingers on the table and going,
I didn't raise you like this.
Exactly. It's the craziest thing. And at some point you're thinking, but this is my mother. She can't judge me even if she wanted. But you feel like you're going to be judged.
It's because you're both homemakers.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
I could really talk to you all morning. I can't believe we're running out of time.
Damn.
I mean, we could carry on, but then we'll have to fight with a football show that's coming up next.
Vivi's going to kill me. She already wanted me to be a guest on her show, but I can't. I have to go sleep.
Are you going home to sleep now?
I'm going to try and squeeze
so you
in
actually,
an hour before
you woke
I have
up to.
To
come and be with us, but
yes.
You're exhausted. I love you.
But the
Thank
thing
you.
Is, that I was actually telling your producer, I wouldn't have woken up unless it was because of you.
No.
I was like, if it wasn't Gareth, I would have said, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Like, you know, when you have your diva moment, I would have had my diva moment. Like, I'm sorry, I'm
you know,
busy.
You know, I would have cried. I would have cried so much. You have no idea the amount of crying that would have happened.
No, I had to. I've always wanted to be on the show and chat to you guys because you guys sound so
come
cool.
And visit us again because I think we've just scratched the surface. There's a lot I want to know about you still.
Definitely.
And you can go and sleep off those Durban July hangover blues.
But can I say this? I miss you guys on Five. I'm not going to lie. Like, I miss you guys on Five because you used to say so much shit. And I used to die of laughter. You are missed. You really are.
Well, I mean, we can still catch you on TV all the time.
Definitely.
And please keep doing your good work. And lots of love to everybody else back home.
Thank you so much.
Come in here and visit us again.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Mpo Maboye, you can catch her on SABC. She does a whole lot of sports shows, a sports talk show, among others. And she will be, when are you on again? Tomorrow, tonight?
Well, I'm on today, Metro 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. And then on Saturday, 1:30.
I see Somizi and...
hey, that's another hot potato, hey?
Hey. Kanye Mbao and Somizi together.
That's a hot potato of a topic, but yeah. But you know what? In all honesty, I think it would be interesting. If it really is true, it would be really interesting.
So Mizzi's had a show here for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And he's outrageous. I don't know if he's going to be able to control himself. He'll get fired in the first week.
But that makes for good radio.
It does make for a very long-lived show, but yes.
Yeah.
It makes for good radio. But yeah, I wish them all the best of luck too there.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you're on Metro today. We will be sure to listen. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Mpo. Mpo, my boy. CliffCentral.com.